This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com studios, we have Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain, the studios, huh?
Yeah, well, you're in the studio, aren't you? You're talking to me in your studio, right? Yeah,
it's not like Glenn Beck's or anything like that. But
it's all right. It's all right. I just thought I'd throw a little play because then that way I can talk about your podcast. Makes it make more sense. Anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Ukrainian capital was hit by multiple missile strikes as the Russians are sitting literally right on the outskirts of the capital, waiting to come in or to do whatever it is they're going to be doing. I'm sure they don't want to get into a real shooting contest in the city because a lot of civilians will wind up dying. And last night, the president, the leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, told his people to make Molotov cocktails to throw at the Russian forces, along with all those guns they gave them. They handed out a bunch of weapons and 100 rounds of ammunition to everybody.
Yeah, and he implored the males in the population to come to the aid. Now is the time to come to the aid of your country. I'll tell you, I stand corrected. I thought that Putin was going to play three-tiered chess on this one. I thought that he was going to be using the West as to make the West dance to get what he wanted on the global stage. But evidently, his need and quest to want to put the Soviet realm back together supersedes that. He's not as cunning as I thought. That said, you know, if I'm the president of the Ukraine, I've got to start thinking about the well-being of the Ukrainians and wonder whether you want to really go up against the Russian army on this, because if there's a lot of resistance, I don't put it past Putin to do a scorched earth type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, obviously he's thinking with an eye towards conquest instead of strategy. Mm-hmm. So he's going back to the KGB brute force type of thing which I don't think a lot of leaders in the world thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And he's probably also looking at those little countries just around the corner from the Ukraine that are members of NATO, too.
Well, you have to look at what the Soviet sphere was. That's where he made his bones in the KGB. And, you know, he said this before in so many different ways. He wants to put the Soviet Union back together as far as their influence and their reach. So if I'm Poland and Czechoslovakia and Hungary, I'm concerned with what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. With the way that he went into Ukraine. Ukraine is a little bit of a different story than Poland and Czechoslovakia, but you have to be a little worried. Now, what does the West do here? You know, short of really saying, let's go to war, Russia, because that's the alternative. I mean, the nuclear clock clicked a little bit closer to midnight with the move in the Ukraine. So, you know, do we put Western troops into Poland, into Czechoslovakia, just to have them stationed there permanently to keep them in check? Does that antagonize him? This man who's now saying, I really don't care. This is not about appearances. I can be as aggressive as I want. And the reason that he's signaling this is because we've shown no leadership. We've shown no ability to be a move ahead of him.
No.
You know, a lot of this blame has to come from the fact that the U.S. has dropped the ball when it comes to global leadership for Free West.
Mm.
We have not telegraphed anything but weakness since Biden has gotten into office. And quite honestly, that doesn't lay solely with Biden. Our Congress has been so preoccupied with transformative politics. Mm-hmm. And agendized internal politics to move this country to the radically left, that they have not been legislating on behalf of the American people to project strength in the world. So
yeah.
Congress has a lot. They've got a lot of blame to carry for this, too, because they haven't legislated sanctions the way they should have in the beginning.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go there to the website, sign up for his podcast, and sign up to get the great articles he writes there, too. By the way, Poland is about to buy $6 billion worth, that would be $6 billion worth of Abrams tanks from the United States. We'll see how that works out. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Frank. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan with their multiple locations here in the area. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And that's because their goal is whatever it takes to be the best car dealer in the country. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring and free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle, too. You can't beat the selection at Moss. Over several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles that are there that you can order, and just about anything you want is right there. Now, clean trade-ins, wait till you hear this. Your car, if it's in good shape, could be worth 35 to 37% more than the Blue Book value. How about that? So, find out what your car is worth, upgrade your ride now, or sell your car outright. They'll do that. And you can take your chance or take your time and do whatever you need to do. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on their vehicle. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, also the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus the Nissan and Acura dealerships side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget that they've got the all-new Moss Nissan being built up in Brooksville. It'll be just west of the Veterans Expressway. So you'll be able to have that to look forward to. So tell them the captain sent you, and when you do, you might be surprised what's going to happen next. By the way, Newport Richey is a 40-minute drive north of Tampa, and it saves you thousands of dollars on your vehicle to take that drive up there. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Mr. Frank, how are you?
Mr. Captain.
Now, we have a caller. I'm going to drift over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning.
Oh, right, he's there. Cloaked today again.
Hey, Roger.
Cloaked.
Hey, sir, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Israel, obviously Ukraine's on the tip of everyone's tongue, et cetera, and sanctions and what should be blah, 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 right? Okay, so let's get this. A cursory search on the open-sourced Internet will find or will show people how the Biden administration is basically in cahoots with Russian oil firms globally. And here's the thing. Last summer, and this is I stumbled on this stuff, and I was my mouth's still open here. The Biden administration is using Russian gas companies and oil companies and the Assad regime in Syria to ship oil and oil-based products out of northern Syria into Lebanon to help the Lebanese with their oil issues. There's a joint venture between the, again, I'm saying this again, people got to look up is Russian oil operations Syria. And it's one of the stories that will show up. If people also type in Russian oil operations Libya, Tatneft, one of the largest Russian-owned oil companies, is now pumping and distributing out of Libya. Now, who brought us Libya? Who brought us the fiasco in Libya? That would be the Obama-Biden administration, mm-hmm. Under Secretary Hillary Clinton, destabilizing that region. Turkey has also got their hooks in Libya as far as oil and gas production and export out of the country. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, the Russian oil companies have secured deals off the coast and shallow water drilling off the coast of Mexico in the Gulf of Mexico, part of our strategic area of operations,
mm-hmm.
for the Southern Command. Okay, so you got that going on. Now, Syria, I was going to say this. How are they going to this is global. Russia also has deals with Australia as far as they're in competition for the distribution of liquefied natural gas. Now, within these articles, you will find that people speak highly of the Russian operations and their distribution links globally. They can basically supply all of Europe and all of the continent of Asia and Australia with just what comes out of the Russian Federation proper.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just within those borders, they can supply three continents, okay, Asia, Europe, and Australia. They can supply three continents just on what they have in their strategic reserve, their strategic planning initiative regarding oil and where their oil exports fall under their national defense strategy. I don't think Russia and these oil sanctions and this, that, and the other are going to go anywhere anytime soon,
mm-hmm.
other than, how should I say, blustering. Okay, we're going to have oil and gas sanctions.
All right. One more for you. You ready?
Yes, sir. Roger that.
The biological plants that are in Ukraine.
Oh, Lord, Dave, excellent point. Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
The Defense Threat Reduction Agency,
mm-hmm.
has, quote-unquote, mobile biolabs,
mm-hmm.
throughout the world and in Ukraine, okay? And they,
mm-hmm.
they do joint ventures in research and biological deadly toxins and this, that, and the other inside of Ukraine. Now, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory, but the Department of State through the USEmbassies.gov put out an announcement. I think it was sometime last summer. Okay, I see all these things occur last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
And I think it's how they're helping, they're doing biological research and host nations and yada yada. Well, if they're mobile, mm-hmm. who's going to track them down other than the Department of State and Defense?
Mm-hmm.
They know where these things are. So just
mm-hmm.
to say some of these lollies and volleys, mm-hmm. coming across the lines in the Ukraine region aren't hitting some of these things.
Right.
In an effort to neutralize, mm-hmm. them, because the Russian Federation does not want that anywhere near their borders. So I'm not saying they're...
Well,
let me end with this. I'm not in a direct tacit support of anything going on with the Russian Federation. I'm looking at this from an analyzing the
right.
sport and not necessarily the teams.
And this is why you are our associate professor of advanced science.
Sir, come on, man.
Well, I had to give you a title, so I just did.
Yeah, Roger, I'll let you go, sir. And I'll let you...
Thanks, Eric.
I appreciate the time. Simplify, sir.
Yeah, okay. Now, Joe, you and I, Frank, we're talking about that off air, and I wanted to bring Eric into it just to get another word, another name, if you will, another voice into the situation. But that all that he said is absolutely correct, and what I said is absolutely correct.
And you get a college course credit hour for that lecture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. You know, nobody's going to think, and this is the one thing Biden said that was true. Nobody believed that sanctions were going to do anything to thwart this thing, and there's going to be no punishment for Russia through sanctions. That was sealed yesterday when the world's powers said that they weren't going to ostracize and shun them from the SWIFT banking system.
Yep.
When the SWIFT banking system was something that was continued to be extended to Russia, then any sanctions mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said in the first segment, China and Russia are playing nice right now. If we were to isolate both of those countries globally, and even using the SWIFT the banking system ostracization for both those countries,
mm-hmm.
Russia would be able to sell all of their fuel needs to China because China needs the fuel. So
yep.
Sanctions will mean nothing
mm-hmm.
because we're not putting any teeth on them. You want to isolate them, force them into the cryptocurrency market, because that's exactly where Russia would go if we would have done anything with the SWIFT banking system with them,
mm-hmm.
and make it a little bit harder for them to do business. But right now, because we didn't do things preemptively with this, because
mm-hmm.
we didn't send a strong signal, a cohesive signal of the West is not going to tolerate this, mm-hmm. and there's going to be physical action with it, then, you know, Putin and China just went, you know what? the American people elected a soft president, and they've got a politicized Congress that's not doing anything as far as government is concerned. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And Putin's demonstrating that that's the reality of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, very quickly, I'll get this in there. Kamala Harris said that the sanctions will absolutely deter Putin from invading, and Biden said no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. Really on the same page, aren't they?
Yeah, there we have the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing because it's all about sound bites
mm-hmm.
and news headlines with these people. They don't know how to govern. We're in trouble.
You feel like sticking around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, you do that. Hang on there, Frank. Folks, when we come back, I got to get into AOC and what she's up to here because she's in the middle of all some of this, screwing things up. And then we're going to talk about CPAC because that's where I'm going to be tomorrow. And we'll get into all that and more. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear. Death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden has taken to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor every day without fail, been taking it for over 7 years now. And I take it because of the problem that I have with my left foot and ankle and leg, which swells up and hurts and gets inflamed. And this product right here, Relief Factor, takes care of the problem. Now, I take a packet in the morning when I get up, and I take another one if I need it around dinner time, and the third one if I need it, I take around midnight or so. It just all depends on what's going on. But I've never seen anything quite like it. If you've got swelling, inflammation, pain, you need to try this because it's all drug-free, number one. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 are the four ingredients that gets the job done for you. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that's good for you because it's got key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it started that way, and you go to the website they gave me to do it, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try, see what it does. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain,
I have my patented AOC music. So here we go with my patented
I'm
music.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
All right. Now, that's our AOC theme music when we come in here.
Oh.
Because she was...
It's appropriate. You got to love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, wait till you hear this one. Two members of the so-called squad, Representative Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, have made it clear in recent weeks that they're going to keep things going, like defunding the police, combating climate change, and, of course, embracing other social policies front and center going into the 2022 midterms, despite the fact that all of the polls, and I emphasize the word all, show that the top voter concerns are not any of those. It is energy, the economy, education, and crime.
Yeah, and let's see what happens in their districts, because even the most radical of districts has been adversely affected by the elevation in crime due to the radical left's attack on law enforcement.
Yep.
It's when you look at the FBI statistics going into the even coming out of the Obama administration and going back almost a decade, none of the claims that these people are making are bolstered by facts.
Nope.
None of them. It's all gerrymandered emotion that the media has bought into and advanced, and they've been thumping, the points that they've been wanting to try to make on this. None of it is fact-based. Not a stitch of it.
Mm-hmm.
The people most harmed by what they've been promoting have been the black populations and the minority populations that are prevalent in the urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
Those statistics are there. And we're seeing them from last year and the year before and the year before. The people affected by the policies that these people are pushing are the very people they say are adversely affected by law enforcement. So it's just not true. Will the voters in their districts, because they're in the House of Representatives, they're up every 2 years.
Yep.
Will the people in their districts exact a price for the lies these people have been telling them? Mm-hmm. If the people in New York send AOC back, if the people in Tlaib's district and Presley's district and Omar's district continue to send these people back, it says much more about the people voting for them than it does about these people. It means the people voting for them don't give a damn about the minorities in the urban areas who are affected by the lack of law enforcement.
That's right.
They don't care. They want to stand up and dog whistle their virtue signaling by being for this ridiculous policy because it sounds like something they should support.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's certainly not serving the constituencies of their districts.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they voting for? The name? They voting to be indignant? To be stubborn?
Mm-hmm.
To prove that they don't understand the results of these stupid policies?
Could be.
It comes to the point, Matt, where we could rail against AOC. We could point out exactly how inept and inappropriate it is to have Biden in the White House, but it's the people that voted for these people who have inflicted this damage on the country.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They're the ones that we need to point fingers and say, what are you doing? What do you stand for? What do you really understand about the consequences of your vote? Are you just trying to be in a club that you think is cool? Because if that's the case, you need to step back and realize that the people you're voting for are making it more expensive for you to live, are crushing small businesses that your neighbors may own, are elevating crime in the places where these people are saying they're fighting for the little guy.
Yep.
It's a lie. Everything you're voting for is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wrote a great article this week in the undergroundusa.com. I'm going to refer to that in a second, but I'm going to start with it this way. John Kerry, in the midst of everything that went on in the Ukraine, John Kerry comes out and says, and I quote, "I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with what we need to do for the climate."
Yeah. Can you believe that? There are people dying. There are civilians dying. There is a country being overtaken by what can only be termed an oppressive government in all respects. And an envoy for the President of the United States doesn't mention that. Mm-hmm. He's too worried about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing on the brink of World War III. Mm-hmm. Some people would say four.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is still trying to whip the dead dog policy of climate change when we're all coming to understand that it is being used by the far left as a vehicle for economic transformative change.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the other countries that are in the free West, and you've got to wonder if they're not embarrassed at being allied with us at this point in time.
Some
with
of
statements
them,
like this.
Some of them are. Some of them are. No doubt.
You know, this statement by John Kerry, it's beyond the pale. This needs to be the defining understanding of the Biden administration, and further than that, the fascist left in this country. That they would be worried about their precious policy rather than the lives of people being slaughtered in real time mm-hmm. over in Ukraine and the threat that this poses to Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What an arrogant and ignorant thing to say. John Kerry, his time should be over.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the
Republicans in Congress need to demand that he be removed from anything related to our government.
Okay, let's go to the phone line real quick here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to break after that. Go ahead.
Yes, Frank, Captain. As far as going to AOC there, let's put in place, I understand what you're saying about her district, but let's put in place voter integrity with Dominion machines and stealing votes and rigging votes. The people who live in the Bronx, she's from up there in Westchester County, one of the most richest
yep.
Zip codes outside of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she lied about where she came from. So this is how she got those people who have to drive, who have to ride a subway every day to go back and forth to work and have to pay numerous amounts of in rent and mortgage and things like that, child care and everything else. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you may say it's her district. I don't think a lot of those people put up with just
all right. Thanks very much, Mel. Okay, now, Frank, that's true, what he said. And the other thing is, she auditioned for the role.
Yes, she did.
Yep.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Sounds good. Stay low.
All righty. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. We're coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and without further ado, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, your insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. Shout out to Flip Elliott, good guy out there. Going to be having a little get-together at the Post 138 tomorrow, Captain, in Tampa, Florida. We're having a nice little get-together out there, and we're at 12 o'clock trying to help somebody out with their insurances. So just want to share that with people. It's a great event. Come on out.
Very good.
So, yeah, anything for the military, man. Captain, appreciate your service. Appreciate all the military. You know, freedom isn't free. And I ran into a Vietnam veteran yesterday at lunch. You know, thank you for our service. And just want to, you know, appreciate what you guys have done for us. And welcome you back properly here to US of A. Still, you know, a great country.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to keep it that way. But getting into sports, is this baseball thing going to end, Captain? They're saying Monday now is kind of a, you know, final deadline, or it's going to start affecting the regular season. I hope these guys get together and work through it, or it's really going to hurt the sport this time. I think if they keep doing these things, they're going to lose fans. And this sport realistically can't afford to lose fans. The new generation, Captain, isn't liking this. You know, you and I don't mind watching a three-hour game. Okay, they try to work on that, and they've done a good job. Well, don't alienate the fans again with greed, because that's just not going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can work through that. NASCAR this weekend out in California.
Yeah.
You know, Penske designed this track out there, Captain, you know, for the audience to know. So it should be a good race. Going to start at 3:30, obviously 12:30 their time, and should be a nice event. I'm curious if Busch can keep up his wonderful record out there, because he always seems to run very well out there. So it should be a fun race to check out there out in California. Speaking about California, the Rams are negotiating to buy a former shopping mall for their team facility. And it's amazing, because that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They bought an old mall and fixed it up. And, beautiful facility. And this will be, too. Also, the L.A. Chargers. It's crazy to say it that way, Captain. It's hard not to say San Diego Chargers. It just is. And that, they're building a facility, too, that will be open in 2024.
Let me ask you a question here. The Bucks are looking for a quarterback. They don't have one yet, so to speak. We may hear something soon. I don't think Brady's going to come back. I'm hearing rumors that Brady wants to go to San Francisco. But now suddenly, the Texans' Deshaun Watson's name has come up again. They're saying that there's been multiple teams that are interested in him.
Yeah, I mean, and they are. He is a talent. He just has this, you know, legal issues. You know, NFL teams don't need that. I don't see him coming to Tampa Bay, especially after the Antonio Brown debacle.
Me neither.
I don't, Bruce Arians, he's not going to tolerate any of that on one end of that. He wants to, you know, coach a few more years, maybe take one more shot. Blaine Gabbert's not terrible, Captain. I mean, I've said this, you know, on the sports zone. You know, we go from 11 to 12 on Sundays on this great station. And you just, the kid can play, okay? He has an arm. He's 6'5", 235. He can run. And he knows Bruce Arians' offense. And guess what? Tom Brady and him got along great. And him and Tom went over the offense every week. So I'm guaranteeing the kid learned a few things from Tom. And he can play. You know, I'm not saying he's Dan Marino. I'm not going to tell you that, but he can throw the ball and he can be a winner. And we'll see what happens. People don't realize first round draft choice went to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and thought something was going to happen there, and it just didn't. A lot of times it's not just you. There's a ton of guys that you have to, you know, play with on offense and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that a lot of times. You know,
well, here's one for you. Aaron Rodgers supposedly very quickly is going to be letting the Packers know what he's going to do.
Yeah, I don't know why he's, you know, waiting. I mean, either tell him, look, I'm going somewhere else, or, you know, or I'm staying with you. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I really thought he was going to go to Denver, and I still think he might, but San Francisco, because he's from that area also, just like Tom Brady. He might want to go there. They're on the verge of making it happen. With John Lynch, former great safety for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Denver Broncos, the GM out there making a lot of good moves. Shanahan's a good coach out there. His dad was a fantastic coach.
Well, you mentioned baseball, and I just found the story here. I knew it was here somewhere. Major League Baseball is 4 days from the deadline to cancel regular season games and shorten their season.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I really do believe it, too. If Monday by 6 p.m. we don't have a resolution to this, we're going to have a shortened season. And nobody wants that. I hope these guys can work it out. I mean, there has to be give and take on both sides, okay? But some of these things that they're asking for are not realistic. And in some ways, the owners should give in a little bit.
Do you remember Paul O'Neill?
Yes.
For the
yes.
Yankees? Yes, sir. Well, his number 21 is going to be retired to join Babe Ruth's number 3, Lou Gehrig's number 4, and Yogi Berra's number 8.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, you betcha. I mean, that's one heck of an honor, to say the least. And, I know he's happy about that. He was a very good right fielder for the New York Yankees.
Yep, clutch hitter, too.
Yeah. He really was. He mm-hmm. just doesn't have enough stats, I believe, to get into the Hall of Fame. But still an honor just to be, in essence, the Yankee Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. So, not to go off that. That's a heck of a, honor, to say the least. George Steinbrenner loved him. Called him the Warrior. So, very interesting, Captain. Well, I want to thank you for our discussion. Thanks for all your help and your promotion. Thanks for the public out there for putting their trust in me to help them out with their insurance. And again, if I can help out anybody, Captain, my phone number is 813-966-1052. Veterans benefits or insurance benefits. Please give me a call. Captain, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Yep.
And take care and have a great weekend.
I will, and you too. Okay, thanks very much, everybody. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And don't forget, the Sports Zone, you can find that. It's a Facebook page. Go over there and follow them along on Facebook, and you'll see Patrick over there and Scott and Josh, the three amigos, we like to call them, the three amigos. And the little guy is Josh, the one that makes the most noise is the little guy. Okay, now I'm coming to Orlando tomorrow. I'll be there in the morning, and I'll be set up somewhere in Radio Row. Don't know exactly where yet. I'll find out when I get there, if that's okay with me. Can't wait. Get a chance to see some interesting people. And don't know who it is I'm going to be interviewing yet. They've got a list compiled for me. And I'm just going to basically take the people as they send them to me. And you'll see me if you want to stop by, if you're headed that way. Or if you know somebody that's over there, tell them the captain will be there in Radio Row, and then be happy to see them. And obviously, a lot of opportunities over there, too, at that time. So, I hear the news, the music coming up in my ear here. So everybody, have yourself a great weekend. I will be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Always a lot of fun. I know we'll be talking about over across the pond in Ukraine. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more, make a little bit more sense. But anyway, I'll see you then. Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.